This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
30th anniversary game. Of what?
I'm assuming the building, right?
Yeah, I guess it was open. Well, wasn't it open in 94?
I don't know. What is it? The 3-week anniversary of the naming of the name? Does that sound right? How long has it been Rocket Arena?
I don't want to sound like a curmudgeon on this one. Am I the only person? You said land.
Yeah.
Anytime I hear anybody call it the land, I think, oh, you're not from here.
You've moved here, but you're not from here. Is that the way you look at it? I'd say the same thing.
I don't know. Every time I hear anybody call Cleveland the land, I think, oh, you're not from here.
Oh, you're from the Disney.
I don't know.
Is there any other major city that's land?
I don't know.
I guess
give us enough time. I'm sure we can think of a few.
I'm guessing.
I can't tell you how many conversations
sure
we have
radio.
Where I just want to take my head and put it through my computer screen. I just want to do that. I don't know why.
Why? Is this
one? Is one of those conversations.
Why?
Yeah. Because it's just manufactured. Like, you know what? I really didn't like it.
Land manufactured, absolutely.
I don't like when nicknames are manufactured. That's just where I am.
Hi, here's the new name of our building. We're calling it the Q. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Andy? Like, let the fans come up with the nickname, right? Like, why do we have to force that stuff? It doesn't.
The best nicknames are the ones that same thing. I didn't mind the Q. It kind of sunk in.
In the beginning, I couldn't stand it. In the beginning, I was like, "What? Why can't the fans come up with the nickname for this place? It's organic."
See, what are you going to call Rocket Arena? You can't call it the Rock because a rock is different than a rocket.
Rock House.
We went through that whole thing when it was Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and I don't think we ever came. People called it the Fieldhouse, but that, you know, to me that's Butler. That's Conseco.
I didn't mind. I was okay with Fieldhouse. I was all right with it. I think Fieldhouse to me is unique to basketball.
That arena has nothing of a Fieldhouse feel to it.
Yeah, because you've already established what a Fieldhouse is. I like. Why? Fieldhouse, you have to have brick to be a field house?
No.
Is that it?
To me, a field house had that old school bleacher seating, squared off corners.
Yeah.
Not a round bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, think about all the arenas that used to be like theaters when you would walk Madison Square, right?
Yeah.
Old Cleveland Arena.
Yeah.
Toronto Maple Leaf Garden was like that too. You look at it, you're like, whoa, what's going on here? This is just like a regular building, but on the inside it looks different.
Malone's in the wood. Hello, Malone.
What's up, Malone?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good.
Hey, just wanted to give you guys a suggestion out there.
Okay.
Me and the people of my ilk have been calling Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse Romo Fijo for the longest time since it was named that. The Romo Fijo is the correct nickname for that place.
Yeah, but then they changed it, so now you can't.
Now it's Rocket Arena. Now what are we going to do, Malone? Help.
But that's still a nickname. It's still the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, right?
No. They changed the actual name to Rocket Arena.
Terrible. But also, I'm originally from Lorraine.
Oh, I got it. It's the Roar.
You're from where?
That's not bad. Originally from Lorraine.
Okay.
And in Lorraine, we definitely called Cleveland the land. It's people.
Your whole life.
For sure.
Your whole life you've been doing this.
My whole life. Entire life.
Okay.
Originator. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Malone.
Malone originated the land.
Hey, I don't mind that. The Roar.
R-O-A-R.
It's just what he did for them. I just took the first two letters.
The Roar.
Yeah, Romo Fijo sounds like something a politician would throw out as their plan to solve something, and we'd all go, what?
Sounds to me like you got to go see the doctor on that.
Yeah, you need a shot for that.
The Roar. I don't mind that.
Hey, look at that one.
What do you think of that?
Penicillin won't even help you.
That's natural.
The Roar.
Where are you going, The Roar? Oh, okay, I get it. It's better than the land.
Well, it's okay. Malone's been calling it the land his whole life.
I'm calling you know what on that. I am totally. I want you to call right now, 216-474-0092. If you've been calling Cleveland the land.
The show's been hijacked.
For more than 15 years, more than 10 years. When did we start calling it the land?
When LeBron did.
Yeah, so LeBron did it. I dare someone to call, I've been calling it the land for the last 40 years. No one was calling this the land 20 years ago. 20 years ago? How long ago was LeBron drafted?
20.
So, and I don't even think LeBron called it.
25 to cover yourself.
Did LeBron call it the first time he was here?
Did
he call it the land?
I don't know.
Come on.
Portland is the other one. That would have land.
They'd be the land.
So that would be another one that's the land.
I think of roses. When I think of Portland, I think of roses. It's the Rose City, Rose Garden.
Right? Rose Arena.
Rose Arena, right.
Rose
Roses.
Garden, the whole thing.
I'm okay with Roar. Should we shove it down people's throats, Roar? Where are you going? Hey, where are they playing? Are they at the Roar tonight? I'm okay with that.
Hit the Roar.
Anyone else okay with that? I think you're okay with that, the Roar.
Andy's all happy because he came up with it.
No, I didn't. I just wrote down the first two letters of Rocket Arena and called it the Roar. Where are you going tonight, Roar? Really? Oh, it's going to be loud in there. That's why they call it the Roar. Just saying. What's in town tonight? Oh, circuses don't use animals anymore, do they? they get the lion. Oh, it's gonna be a roar.
See, that's why I dislike. I understand to some extent the economics involved with naming rights on a facility in a building. I understand that. You know, teams are looking for revenue.
I don't. It's a public venue. It's a public venue.
For instance. That's why I
don't
always,
take taxpayer taxes on it.
That's why the Colosseum to me was beautiful. Colosseum. Done. We knew what it was here.
That was before they started selling naming rights.
I know.
And now we've got to change the naming rights like every 5 years. So all of a sudden this stadium that you've been calling Safeco Field for forever is now some other insurance company.
Heinz Field fit, didn't it?
Yeah, Heinz Field did fit.
Pittsburgh, Heinz. Got it.
I mean, that's
nope,
one of your
anymore.
Traditional families.
Not anymore.
From there, I'm like, you should feel good about that. Like,
not
even
anymore.
Jacobs Field, I felt good about that. Yeah. Like, that's, and it wasn't like the Jacobs were like trying to sell out
they paid themselves money.
Yeah, their architecture firm, right? Isn't that what they were? Jacobs, Visconti, Jacobs?
Real estate.
So it's just like, it wasn't like they were saying, oh, real estate. They were saying, okay, we'll take the name. We'll take the family name and put it on here. That's like you go to, we were at Notre Dame 2 weeks ago. There's no corporate names on any of those buildings. They're all sponsor family names. Those buildings are named after families. I think even Kent State's like that. Like everything's named after a person that wanted to make a big contribution.
Or a former president of the university.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about egotistical. Seriously. The walkway from campus to downtown, please. Please. The guy didn't know. The guy was trying to figure out where the men's softball team played when he was here. Oh, what a step backwards for athletics that was. Oh, now I really have a headache. Oh, thank you, Jeff. See, there's people on board with this. I think they like Roar. I think they're down with it. They're down with the
Who's
Roar.
Who's they?
The good people of Northeast Ohio, the people that listen to our show, 92.3 The Fan.
JJ's in Cleveland.
JJ, back me up. Like it or hate it?
Me, personally, I still call it the Q.
Okay.
I don't know why it's kind of stuck in me at this point.
Yeah, the people at Gundarena, they thank you for that.
I call it the Q still. But as far as the land, I've been calling it the land since Bone Thugs and Harmony call it the land of the Heartless.
All
it's been
right.
the land for me since then.
What year was that?
I don't know.
Give me a year on that.
I'm going to say 93, 94 maybe.
I'm not buying that, man. I don't think.
It's been the land for me.
All right.
I've been living here my whole life, but, you know, I can't call it Cleveland, you know. It's been the land.
No, I think I agree.
Or the city. We call it the city.
So tell me this, JJ. Is it irritating when you sit next to somebody at a game and they're like, let's go Cleveland? Like, who says that? Nobody.
Nobody says that.
No. I remember I sat next to some cheerleaders a while back.
It don't matter what game we're at.
You sound like you're not from here.
We can be at the Guardians game. I really don't hear. That's how you know when they're not from here.
Let's go Cleveland.
They say the whole name.
Yeah,
let's
you're
go
right.
Cleveland. That's how you know they're really not from here. Maybe they're from one of the outskirts, Youngstown or Canton. You know what I'm saying? But
as far
as all my friends, we call it the land.
All right, JJ. Not buying it. Andy's in Westlake. Andy.
Andy, what do you got, man?
We don't call it the land. We only started that when we were, you know, when LeBron started it.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Naming things, I knew a guy, a friend of mine from school, had worked with Dick Jacobs in the real estate side.
Mm-hmm.
And this was back in the day, and he and Dick said this to the whole group. He goes, "I didn't pay $15 million for some lady on ESPN to change my name to the Jake."
Andy, can I? I'll give you a little inside baseball here. Ready?
Yeah, please.
People would call it the Jake. The Indians actually asked media members to not call it the Jake because Mr. Yep. Jacobs hated it because in, I believe, the Navy, you know what a Jake is, right?
No.
A bathroom.
Oh, nice.
A little more specific
than
a bathroom.
Yeah, but you know what? Still, at the end of the day, his $15 million doesn't match what the taxpayers put into that place. So
no.
I was good with ballpark at Gateway Ballpark. I would have been good with that, too. So.
Andy, yeah, you're right,
fine though. You know, no, thanks. Yeah, I never knew if he was making that story up or not, but
I can flat out tell you, Mr. Jacobs did not like the building being called the Jake. Not at all.
They have T-shirts with it on there.
Well, maybe after he was no longer with us, I don't know, but they did not like that. So there it is.
I don't know. I'm too worried about, you know, what the crowd's going to be like at the Roar for the playoffs.
Oh, my God. All right, we got sidetracked there. What are the marching orders for Barry and Stefanski? Yeah, you think about that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are you laughing?
You're cracking me up. I've mentioned this numerous times here in the offseason, and I'm wondering if we're starting to think this even more. What do you think the Haslams have told Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski?
Do your job. That's what I think. We're going to let you do your job. I mean,
is there a time frame here?
No.
That's the point.
No, I think they said do your job. And I think that there is a group effort on the Deshaun Watson mistake, and that's why these guys have had so much time. That's why no one got fired. That it's a group effort on the mistake.
You think that's the case?
Yeah, my problem is I don't know that they all still believe it was a mistake, and I'll sit here till I'm blue in the face, and I will tell you that if Deshaun Watson is healthy enough by the end of the season and the opportunity is there for him to jump back out on the field, he will. Sorry, you can growl all you want. They're paying a lot of money for that guy to sit out. You know I'm right on that last part of it. He may not ever see the field again. I get it. And so people are driving around, he's never going to play for the Browns again. I know that's what you think, but you're not writing the check. You're not writing the check. I had a huge argument. If you want to go back and watch the podcast from last night, that's actually kind of dropped this morning with Daryl. Daryl and I had the same thing. Like, just think about it. If you're paying all this money for someone to work for you and they're physically unable to do it and then they can physically do it, are you really, like, come on. If you're writing that check and there's a chance that you can squeeze some blood out of that rock, you're going to. I'm not saying he's going to play this year. I'm not. But I think if the opportunity arose, they would do it. He'd be back and active.
The issue to me here is...
Daryl thought I was crazy, by the way. And you might too. I don't care.
I can't rule it out.
There's too much money on the line.
I can't rule it out. And here's why. Somewhere, and we're kind of, I think we've all kind of assumed that ownership pushed for the Deshaun Watson deal.
Yeah.
Now, whether it was Andrew Berry's, if it was Andrew Berry's deal, Andy, if Andrew Berry went to the Haslams and said, here is the answer to our quarterback situation, and this makes us a better franchise, this is the deal. We'll give up all of these number ones. We'll give up these three other picks, and we'll give them the biggest contract in the history of contracts.
He'd be with another organization doing something else or out of football.
He'd be working for an insurance company.
Yes.
That's why I think these guys might have some time, and I agree with you on that.
So how long do they have? That's the question.
Well, they just signed contract extensions last summer.
Yeah, I understand that, but, I mean, we all know it's the NFL, only not for long.
Only writing a check. I would think last year was year one of, at the absolute most, two more years.
All right, so that's what I had. I had three figures. Yeah, which is but the same. So that not it would be last year, this year, and next year, because that's the way I looked at it.
Last year, this coming year, and if there's any kind of growth at all, they get at least another year. At least another. And that's tough to say because they just won three games. That's tough to say.
I can't see that another three-win season has full changes. It's got to. I mean, it's the NFL. It doesn't matter what your name is.
Yeah, I know. I understand that.
Unless that's the plan.
Unless that's the plan.
Unless all of them sat down in the soundproof room and said, we're in rough shape and this needs a reset.
And we're from Tennessee, and that's where Peyton went to school, and his nephew's coming out, and we like him.
But even that part of it, like, okay, whatever, you know, if that's the case, then that's the case, that they could see that far into the future, in which case I'd love to see some lotto numbers.
Yeah, I was going to say that's really taking a shot in the dark.
This is my big question, and it's just because, like, if you look at the offseason of the Browns, there's no desperation. There's no move that you can look at that says – the seat is getting a little hot.
It's all been really solid, trying to build a football team moves, and not an abundance of them.
There's no let's throw a whole bunch of money at Devontae Adams. There's no let's try to make a trade for DK Metcalf. There's no move that screams we have to win.
That's exactly right. And that's a little concerning. Because right now, you know, you take a look at what there is on offense and you think, oh my God, is that lacking? And what have they done? Where have they beefed up the offense? On the offensive line. What do teams do when they beef up the offensive line? It's usually a long-term play, isn't it? Now, they've brought in some guys that, you know, I mean, we build an offensive line and we work around that. Okay. And it also screams we're going to do everything we can to protect the quarterback, whoever that quarterback might be. I just get the feeling that Kevin and Andrew Berry are they're locked in for this year, and I don't think their jobs are on the line unless Andy you do unless it's what you if they go 3-14 again, I'm guessing they all get fired. But if they went 7-10, I'll bet they're not. I don't know. But you've got to
What if I told you look, they're going to stink. They're going to 0-17 next year, but you know you're going to get Arch Manning.
Then they'll both
Are you patient? No, is everybody patient?
No, they'd all get blown up.
Well, what record do they need?
We don't know that Arch Manning's the answer.
Well, I'm just saying, I wonder how many I mean, he does have 9 touchdowns in college, so if you knew you could get the best quarterback coming out next year, that would be leaps and bounds better than the two guys that everyone considers to be the best quarterbacks this year. Are you okay just being chill this year and saying, okay, here we go again? Well, let's face it. We've been doing it since 99, so we're used to doing it. I hate the fact that that's where the bar is.
You know, I know there's been a lot of talk about have a good team to move into the dome. Here's the thing. The Browns are as close.
That's a horrible way to run this, right?
I know, and I don't think that's being run that way. That's okay. That's my
I don't
point.
Either, but I just
it's this. The Browns are as close to as close to insulated from a one loss record and fan support as I think you could possibly get. Do you know what I mean? The Browns can have a lousy year and people are still going to support them like crazy. There's going to be interest like crazy. That's not always the case with the Guardians. It's not always the case, you know, with the Cavaliers. They're going to get support like crazy. And so that's why I don't think that it's necessarily an issue. And I think they've been given marching orders. Build the team. Because what's one of the, I think, one of the worst things an NFL team can do is to sell out and try and win for 1 year. Because then you don't look at young guys. You're maybe overspending on veterans who aren't the guys you should be overspending on. And I think that can be problematic. And so...
Or you get real old real quick, too, by doing that, because you're bringing in veterans. Yeah.
And I would think that their marching orders have just been, okay, let's build a better team. And not rebuild. Let's just build. And I think that's where they are. If I had to guess, that's what my thought would be on this.
It's got to be 2 years. I mean, they had to have said... It had to be 2 years. Plus, the other thing is you don't want to back off on the fact that you had already committed to these guys before after making the playoffs. And you kind of have to... At least if you own the team, you've got to be even keel on the thing. Fans will never be even keel.
That might be true. George is in Cleveland Heights. Hello, George.
George,
I told you. Good early afternoon, hi, gentlemen.
George. And to you.
I am of the mind that Watson was Jimmy Haslam's pick, the way that Johnny Manziel was, and that Andrew Berry and Kevin Schepanski are both secure in their jobs because you don't fire, you don't get rid of your guards, you don't get rid of the people who protect you, because if you do, no one will come in to protect you again. And we know Haslam's history with Pilot Flying J, and he had a good CEO there who protected him, who kept him from going to jail.
All right, George. Number to join us is 216-474-0092. I also think that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski can't coach and GM in fear. You know?
No, not if you want success.
Right. Yeah. That's a bad recipe for success. I don't think that works real well. Wayne is in Cleveland. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Jits, Andy, Jeff. How y'all doing?
Good. We're good. How are you?
Yeah, I just want to chip in on with Andy, with the comments you were saying about Deshaun Watson, and I do agree with you.
That they would give him, if he's healthy and the opportunity is there, they're going to give him another chance. I don't know why
It's too much money on the table. You might as well play it out the next couple of years, man. Who knows? But I can't see him not getting back on that field if he's healthy. I just can't see it. You know what I'm saying?
What if, Wayne, what if we're on the same page, man.
What if they draft Shedeur Sanders at 2 and he's playing, Wayne?
Well, then you trade him and you move on if somebody else wants him. I mean, I could.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And that's true. Yeah. You know, and they still dealing with that. And for someone to say, this man ain't going to never play again, you know, it's silly to say that, man. You know,
I would agree with that, Wayne. I don't.
Yes.
If they find somebody this year who can play the quarterback position for them, I don't think Deshaun plays quarterback here again. But I would be stunned if he doesn't play in the NFL again. Wouldn't you, Andy?
I think he'll play again. Once he gets healthy, he's going to play again. Why wouldn't you take a flyer on him? You just won't pay him.
Especially if you don't have to pay him.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yep. Jim's in Strongsville. Hey, James.
First off, guys, I'll bet you both my house he never plays in the NFL again. Why wouldn't you give him a chance? You want that circus? You want? See, there's just too much dirty laundry. There's no way a team.
How much worse could it have been than it was here? If you're going to pick him up and you need a backup quarterback somewhere down the road that you don't have to pay, someone's going to give him another shot. Someone's going to give him another shot.
We've seen guys get blackballed for way less than this. But here's the thing on these two guys. They may be getting told, just go out and build the team. I'm sure that they probably are. The bottom line, though, is I don't think if they get off to a bad start next year or they have a bad season next year, I don't think Jimmy Haslam's going to be able to resist the pressure that's going to be built up to let these two guys go. So they may be getting told that right now. But I don't see any way that if they don't have a successful year next year that he can't clean them out. And I say, Jeff, you had said they got a built-in fan base that everybody supports and whatever. Listen, I've been a season ticket holder for 10 years. I have never seen the Browns bend over more backwards for season ticket holders than they are right now. I'm telling you right now, they are having trouble selling tickets. They are feeling the pinch. I mean, it's noticeable to anybody I talk to that's a season ticket holder. It's like, we've never gotten this kind of attention before. Trust me, they're feeling the pressure. It makes, if people aren't buying these tickets, you think they want to get to the sixth game of the year and have an empty stadium? That's embarrassing.
Let me ask you this: if that was truly the case, why would they have raised ticket prices?
Andy, I'm just telling you my experience with it.
No, I know. I've got friends that are season. I'm with you,
Jim. Thank you.
I've heard a lot of the same stuff.
What do you think, folks? What are the marching orders for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski? Better yet, what should they be? What do you think? It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
I was looking at the forecast. Kansas City's supposed to get pretty good weather for the series. It's like in the 70s, almost 80s. Well, I mean, think about it. Major League Baseball actually got it right this year. I mean, look, they're Kansas City, Anaheim, San Diego to start the season. Brilliant. Like, how hard is it to figure that out? No, let's start in, like, Boston or Chicago or here.
I'm sure somebody will.
It doesn't make any sense to do that. So, I mean, if you got a dome, use it. If you got a warm city, use it. I like the fact they're on the road for the first 2 weeks.
That's Andy Goddard. I'm Jeff Phelps.
Oh, okay.
216-474-0092, the number to join us.
When you talk about outside sports, weather is a factor. Sorry.
Can't have nice things.
No, it isn't, Andy. That's why we don't need a dome.
We can't. Oh, by the way. Oh, never mind. Let's go. I do have a great idea. I have a great idea that I debuted last night in the podcast. I'm happy to share it with you now, but if you want to talk to some people...
I want to talk to some people who are nice enough to call
us. I have a great idea.
We've asked this thought.
Feed the mayonnaise to the tuna.
What do you think the marching orders are for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry from management? What have the Haslams told them? Hey, management, do this. Have they told them anything except
make our
football team better and win games?
You're safe to start this season.
And your contract's guaranteed, so hey. Yeah. John's in Cleveland. John?
Hey, John.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? How you guys doing?
Good. What's up, man?
Good, good. Just a quick question. Tell me, and don't say Flacco or I think his name was the black quarterback that they had, because those were veteran quarterbacks. What quarterback
Brissette, is that what you're
The percent.
Okay.
What quarterback has Stefanski ever coached up? In other words, what I'm getting at, whatever rookie come here, Stefanski's going to kill him. He's going to get him killed. Tell me what quarterback has Stefanski coached up?
Case Keenum.
Who?
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum?
I'm sorry. Everyone's just picking
their... Coached him up in Minnesota.
Everybody's picking their jaw up off the ground there for a second. Sorry about that, Joe.
Case Keenum, I mean, Stefanski wasn't the offensive coordinator when Case Keenum was there.
Quarterback coach.
quarterback coach. Okay. Okay, you got you. If that's what you want to say, okay, I'll
I'm not defending anybody, John. You asked. I gave you an answer. They won. What they win? Like 12 games or something with Case Keenum as quarterback. They did a good job.
Okay, then thanks for the answer.
All right. You asked. I gave you an answer. Might not be what you want to hear.
The who on that was an all-timer.
I know that was great. That was really good. That was really good, John.
Who?
Huh?
That was so good.
What?
Tom's on Interstate 71.
Tom, drive safe, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Hey, I just want to remind you, we got into this position because of a quarterback. We were in the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes beat us, and we thought so close that we decided to go all in on a quarterback to take us over the top. So hopefully they're realizing don't get overly excited and go do something dumb again just because we're trying to get close.
Don't be the smartest guy in the room. Be the safest guy in the room. Is that what you're saying? Because I don't have a problem with that. Pick a guy that's going to be here for at least 4 or 5 years. And I'd love to say that if you're going to pick him at number two, you would hope that he would be Hall of Fame worthy at some point if you're going to pick somebody that high. I know that's a big ask, but I just...
And don't overreact. Hey, we had a good foundation of a team. We built a structure. And then we decided that even though we had cap room to work with, we'd go all in, and we made a poor decision.
Okay, so, Tom.
And whose decision was that goes back.
Ultimately, it's
thanks,
ownership
guys.
Decision. Yep. Thank you, Tom. Ultimately, there's one thing about being safe, though, Andy. If you stay on the beach and don't get in the water.
How'd Myles Garrett work out?
It might be safe, but.
How'd Myles Garrett work out?
Not as well as Patrick Mahomes.
You're going to really sit. Stop with the buyer's regret. You have a Hall of Fame.
No, I'm not.
That's a Hall of Fame defensive lineman
I don't have buyer's regret at all. I think Myles is terrific.
So are you going to be mad? Here. Like, are you mad at the Browns because they didn't take Mahomes?
No.
That they took Garrett?
But the point, I'm looking at it for what's coming up at the end of April. It's this. Do they think that there's a quarterback there who's going to be really good? Well, then take him.
I'd rather have a great defensive end than
great
a really good quarterback.
Defensive ends can get you a 3-14 record if you don't have a quarterback.
You know, a bad quarterback can get you a 3-14 record, too.
And
so
a bad quarterback, a good quarterback can win you a Super Bowl.
No, a great quarterback can win. There are very few goods. No, they're almost all
good
greats.
Quarterbacks surrounded by good football teams. That's why you go get a good quarterback.
And a bad quarterback can also make the Super Bowl if you beef up your defense well enough.
There it is.
That's fair. I'll buy that.
See Grossman, Rex.
See David Woodley. Danny's in Berea.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Danny, what's up, man?
Love the voice, Danny.
I'm just going to tell you something. Old man Sanders is not going to let his son come to Cleveland. Young quarterbacks get ruined in Cleveland. He's not going to let that happen. He's going to go to New York, where all the limelight is, and he's going to dance around just like his daddy did in prime time. That's what's going on there.
I don't know, man. He said,
"Let you guys tell me about it."
Well, I'll tell you. If
they want to trade up to number
two,
number three,
I'll take that.
Got serious reefer. Jay's in Cleveland. Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi, Jay.
Help me, Jay.
Is your dad let you call the station?
Go ahead, Jay.
What do you got?
All right, Jay. Sorry about that. I'll give you a little inside radio.
Oh, here we go.
If you even just slip with a word you're not supposed to slip with, we got to dump you. Okay.
There you go,
Jay. You didn't mean any harm, but you know. So there you go. That's the deal here, Andy.
Yeah.
You know why? It's not worth getting called into a meeting.
Is Deion Sanders a helicopter dad?
No, you know what Deion is? Deion's a phenomenal former football player who understands the business of the NFL.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with if you're a helicopter dad, though.
Well, who cares at that point?
Well, who what? I can tell you, it's the players, it's the coaches care, because the coaches don't want to put up with it.
Also, again, to hammer it home, those comments you've seen floating around social media about Deion Sanders saying that he wants his son to play for the Giants are completely erroneous.
So he said New York is, erroneous ones.
New York, those are completely erroneous. Deion Sanders has come out and said, this is a lie. We're thankful for wherever God chooses for them. So please.
Yes, that's what he said.
Except here's the thing, and that's nice of Deion to say.
Well, Deion did say early on that if there were teams that liked him, he was going to let them know straight out he didn't want him to go there. Yes, that's where this all comes from.
Exactly.
Stuff that is on the record.
Let's be honest about this. If you are, and I don't know that he's looking for this, if Shadur and maybe Deion are looking for Shadur to enter the upper echelon of marketability in the NFL, two things have to happen. You have to play well, and you have to be in the right market.
His last name is Sanders. It's just like LeBron playing in Cleveland. It's not going to matter.
No, I'm not. I'm not putting Shadur or Deion in the LeBron category they are not there. It's this, though,
it's
Andy.
It's Sanders. It's Deion Sanders' kid. He's going to get commercials. He's going to get all those things already.
And if he gets them in New York, he'll get four times as many and make four times as much.
But it doesn't matter. The NFL is about network. Otherwise, Green Bay wouldn't even exist.
Except for one thing.
What?
You have to play well.
Okay, you got to play well.
And if you play well in New York, it's even better. So
I don't know if that's true in the NFL.
If Eli Manning had gone to the Chargers, he wouldn't have had nearly the off-the-field career that he's had since.
If they were winning Super Bowls, he sure would.
I don't believe that to be true.
The NFL has proved that market size is national for all their teams.
No, I understand that. But when it comes to marketability, being in a market like Los Angeles or New York actually helps. It does.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it hurts, but I don't think it's that big a deal. I think
the NFL is more sheltered in that than the other leagues, but now, without question.
Granted, the insurance company was based in Cleveland, but, I mean, Baker Mayfield had gigantic presence across the country because he was doing commercials.
Because he was playing for Cleveland, the insurance company got on board, the Cleveland-based insurance company.
Yeah, well, so, I mean...
Yeah, I understand it, but I think it's naive to think that being in New York wouldn't enhance your marketability.
To a point. I don't think it's as great as maybe...
Mike Exisa covers Major League Baseball for CBS Sports. Wonder what Mike thinks of the Guardians' rotation. We'll ask him coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.